Dean Richards is off, but transplanted Chicagoan, entertainment reporter and author Cindy Perlman with us in Las Vegas. Cindy, good morning. Let's start with the latest on that tragic story of Liam Payne. What do we know about this now?
Good morning, Bob. Breaking news yesterday concerning the late pop star Liam Payne of One Direction. Three people were arrested and charged this week in Argentina in connection with his October 16th death. One of the suspects is a person who accompanied the artist on his daily life there in Argentina. The second was a hotel employee accused of supplying Payne with cocaine. And the third was an alleged drug supplier, too. And the suspects were charged. They haven't been named. It's a developing story down there.
Very tragic. A little later on, we're going to hear about the Grammys, aren't we?
We are this morning, exactly 9:45 Chicago time. A little early this year for Grammy nominations, but they wanted to get the nominations out. And once again, the year of the woman with Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Sabrina Carpenter, of course, and Chappell Roan, who's so hot right now, all in contention for Album of the Year. Little trivia, Beyonce is sort of the front runner because she's never won Album of the Year, which is incredible. Swift, of course, won last year. She's tied with Barbara Streisand for the most all-time nominations. Of course, we don't want to go down the rabbit hole of would Travis accompany Tay? That's a whole other show, maybe for next week.
Yeah, that is a rabbit hole. Grammys will take place February the 2nd. We'll be hearing this again. Yes, Yellowstone. It's back Sunday, right, Cindy?
Sunday, and I have to admit, Bob, highlight of my year. Yesterday, I talked to the cast of Yellowstone from their ranch, which has made it even cooler, in Montana. And Rip and Beth were the ones that I spoke to, and they're totally psyched, too. I started with asking Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, how many times exactly do we visit the train station this season? And he said, oh, about 150 times.
Uh-oh.
So, shaping up to be a violent season. But little breaking news, they did not deny the fact that there's a Rip and Beth sequel in the works, possibly with also the character who plays Casey. Kelly was demure about it. She said it's not in our hands. Kelly Riley, who plays Beth. And Cole Hauser said, obviously, that would be amazing. In entertainment talk, that's a yeah, maybe, towards a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing, too, they said, no journalists could get screeners of this. I begged. Nobody could get a screener. Drew Barrymore said yesterday on her show she couldn't get a screener before Cole Hauser came on. And Cole said that no one even got a full script except for very few actors on the set. And, you know, also they're dealing with the fact that Kevin Costner, we're not sure how much he'll be there, how much he won't. The actor who plays Casey said, sort of a little bit let the cat out of the bag and said, you know, we're going to have to land the plane now for real.
Mm.
I think the patriarch leaving was always going to be part of the story. It was always headed towards what are these kids going to do mm-hmm. when their rock is gone. So sounds like Kevin is going to the train station or something bad like that.
So it's on the Paramount Network Sunday, supposedly the last season, huh?
Supposedly, but there's been some talk, too, that they might actually continue the actual Yellowstone and not go off on the spinoff and just do it with some of the people who are there. I just hope Lloyd the cowboy survives. You know, remember old Lloyd, who's Rip's friend?
Oh, I love him.
Love him. And also Teeter, Michael Landon's daughter in real life. If those two die, I'm going to be, they cannot end up in the Yellowstone graveyard. I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, I got to ask you, though, about the actor who plays Beth, Kelly Riley. I mean, that is an unbelievable character. What's she like in real life?
You know what is so, it was jarring in the first minute of talking to her. She has a thick British accent.
Huh.
So when you hear that come out of her, it was sort of like, what? But she was so deep thinking about the whole thing. She said her all-time favorite scene of Yellowstone so far that we haven't seen is that moment when Rip makes Beth breakfast. And it's not a big moment, but he makes her eggs and he sits and watches her eat breakfast. She said it just was a small moment that said to her that he would love her no matter what.
Mm.
And they both said that Taylor Sheridan, who created the series, came to them at the beginning and said, I don't want a couple that breaks up and on and off again. I want to explore what a mature relationship looks like on TV, even though it's a lot of craziness. But I want to examine a love that doesn't end. Yeah, so that was nice, too.
Remember that scene. Yeah, very nice. No question about it. Okay, we'll look forward to that. Now the question is, are we going to get more Days of Thunder from Tom Cruise?
You know, with F1 being so hot, it comes back to Vegas in about 2 weeks. You can't drive anywhere without construction. But that's on Tom Cruise's mind, too, F1, car racing. So he's thinking about a sequel to Days of Thunder. Paramount Network also wanted to do a TV series with him based on that. I don't think Tom Cruise is ready for TV days yet. So he wants to do another movie, which just falls into these other big projects. He's doing Maverick 2. And they're doing The Last Mission Impossible. And he's even developing a movie with Tom Cruise in outer space. What else could the guy do, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll really go up there, too, for the movie. No stuntman needed. And finally, you have a coming attraction to tell us about. And this is a movie where we're going to see Bryan Cranston and John Goodman, right?
Right, but, you know, I can't even deal with the hair on my drink. This is called Chili Finger, the name of the upcoming movie, a dark comedy about, you know, your regular empty nest mother who discovers a human finger in her bowl of fast food chili. Oh, no.
Nice.
And it stars Judy Greer, who I love, Bryan Cranston, Sean Astin, John Goodman. And it's about a woman who ends up blackmailing the restaurant for a cash payout, maybe for a little therapy from finding that finger. We don't know, but it's coming in 2025 to theaters.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Midas Man for my coming attraction. I hear that is now on Amazon Prime. That's there's a documentary coming that's supposed to be really good, but this I'm curious about, the story of Brian Epstein. So for Beatlemaniacs, you've been alerted. Have you heard anything about this movie, Cindy?
I've heard just a little bit that Netflix is really big on it. So, and it's part of their little awards. This is the time of year where Netflix gears up their awards machine. So that's definitely one that they're thinking might have some award potential. So I would check that out.
Midas
Man. That's a great one. And also that Bruce Springsteen on Hulu is a good documentary,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got to see that. Maybe this weekend. You have a good one there in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Bob.
Dean is on assignment, but he left us his recommendations for things to do this weekend around town, and there is a lot to tell you about.
They put in self-express checkout lanes. They basically said, you know what? You do it.
Okay. It's a big weekend for comedy with Chicago's very own Sebastian Maniscalco coming home for two shows at the United Center through Saturday.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, he wanted to do a stop and shot. I didn't want to do a stop and shot.
Comedy legend Larry David headlines this year's 312 Comedy Festival. He'll be in conversation about Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and more at the Chicago Theater through Saturday. Mark Norman takes the stage there later that evening, Saturday night. Funny man Nate Jackson comes to the Riviera Theater. Jackass star Steve-O does stand-up on Sunday. And comedian Josh Wolf is at the Park West. In music this week, rapper Lupe Fiasco plays the Salt Shed on Sunday night. The Wish Fest raises money for families battling cancer and will feature performances from OAR, Mike Posner, and more at the Salt Shed on Saturday. Also Saturday, country rocker Elle King, comedian Rob Schneider's daughter, plays the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. Chicago's own smooth jazz king Kurt Elling and special guest Charlie Hunter visit the City Winery. And Sunday at the City Winery, it's singer Eric Benet.
He's a dog man.
On stage, the best-selling children's book series, Dog Man, becomes a musical. See the canine crime fighter at the Studebaker Theater in the Fine Arts Building through December 1st. It's the final weekend for the Copley Theater at the Paramount's production of the comedy An Act of God. See it through Sunday. Through November 24th, the Black Ensemble Theater presents the musical Blue Eyed Soul, sung by Brown Eyed People. And Chicago's own Mandy Patinkin and his award-winning wife, Catherine Grody, host a night of conversation at the Belushi Performance Hall in Glen Ellen Sunday. Also, get into the spirit of the season with this year's annual tree trimming at Brookfield Zoo. And there's unique gift ideas to be had at Batavia's Winterfest Art Market all weekend long. As always, you can get my weekly movie reviews sent to your phones every week just by texting the word Dean to 97999. And I hope you have a great weekend. Dean Richards, WGN News.